السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A heroic opportunity to liberate Kashmir and Palestine by Bilal al-Muhajir, Wilaya Pakistan. Translated. A call to the sincere in Pakistan army. With trembling, cowardly hands, Modi has put the brakes on retaliatory missile launches against Pakistan and the defenseless people of Kashmir. Modi did not dare target Pakistani military bases, but instead resorted to attacking school children memorizing the Noble Quran in their madrasas, schools, and peaceful common civilians. The implications of this Indian aggression and misadventure are, firstly, although in military encounters, the offensive attacker is always in a vantage position of strength and has the option of targeting sensitive and critical locations of the opponent, India. Due to its cowardice and fear of a devastating response. These locations that were neither sensitive nor of great influence for fear of provoking the wrath of the lions of the Pakistan's armed forces. Instead, it became clear that they were strikes only to save face after the incident of the 22nd of April 2025 CE. Secondly, despite the lackluster statement by Lieutenant General Ahmad Sharif Chaudhry, Director General of ISPR, that Pakistan would respond at the appropriate time and place, meaning that the opportunity for a swift and multi-spectrum deterrent response was missed before India's allies such as the United States intervened to save it from a Pakistani retaliation. Repelling the attack alone was a shameful response for India. Five of the fighter planes were shot down like flies, and many of its soldiers were killed or captured. This underscores the fragility, weakness, and cowardice of the quote-unquote Indian elephant, which clearly manifested as a paper elephant. It also underscores the preparedness, capability, and bravery of the Pakistani Mujahid soldier. Thirdly, without guidance from the military leadership, the Mujahid Lions of Pakistan's armed forces' spontaneous and natural response, including Air Force Falcons, anti-craft guns, and infantry, was a deterrent. Had the Pakistani military been led by a military commander like Salahuddin or Khalid bin Walid, the offensive would have been advanced to liberate Kashmir, a feat that is feasible within days, if not hours. However, the sincere in Pakistan army must rectify the situation and prevent a repetition of the actions of Nawaz Sharif and Pervez Musharraf, who turned manifest victory in Kargil Heights into humiliating defeat. The sincere in the military institution must invest upon the event and grant Nusra military support to Hizb ut-Tahrir for establishing the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. Only then will the Pakistan Mujahid military forces fully utilize their true capabilities to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to liberate Kashmir, restore the Indian subcontinent to the fold of the Islamic Ummah, and advance toward the liberation, Tahrir, of the blessed land of Palestine. Shaheen 3 can easily overcome American and Jewish quote-unquote advanced defenses. The Houthi missile, quote-unquote Shihab 3, succeeded in evading pursuit by the missiles of the Jewish entity, quote-unquote Hetz 2 and quote-unquote Hetz 3, as well as the American THAAD, anti-ballistic missile, defense system. The missiles struck the strongholds of the Jewish entity in a deadly strike in one of the most sensitive and heavily defended areas, equipped with anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems, hitting Ben Gurion International Airport in Lod City. This blessed attack reveals two matters. Firstly, that the air defense system, the latest in American and Zionist military technology, known as a quote-unquote Iron Dome, and designed to protect the Jewish entity, are in reality incapable of intercepting a ballistic missile made by Iran, a country considered far less advanced in military manufacturing. So how can this quote-unquote dome stand against a salvo of Shaheen 2 or Shaheen 3 missiles from Pakistan, which are more advanced, have a longer range, and are capable of carrying nuclear warheads or explosive payloads weighing 1,000 kilograms? Does the Jewish entity need more than a single salvo of such missiles to be wiped off the face of the earth, to cleanse the blessed land of the filth of the Jews, and to liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and the sacred land of Palestine?
هو والذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الحشر ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم حصونهم من الله فأتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب يخربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار.
Allah is the one who expelled those who disbelieved among the people of the book from their homes at the first gathering. You did not think they would be expelled. They thought their fortress would protect them from Allah. However, Allah came upon them where they had not expected and cast terror into their hearts. They destroyed their homes with their own hands and the hands of the believers. So take warning, O people of vision. Surah Al-Hashr, Ayah 2. Secondly, so much for the excuse offered by the rulers of Pakistan or other agent rulers of Muslims that geographical distance and nationalistic borders prevent them from aiding the people of Gaza and stopping the massacres committed by the Jews. It is a false excuse. The strike by quote-unquote Shihab 3 confirms that distance has never been a real obstacle. Instead, the missile strike exposes the lie of this false claim and confirms the complicity, silence, and even approval of the Pakistani regime toward the Jewish massacres in Gaza. Therefore, the truth has become clear. The true enemies of Islam and Muslims, the ones preventing Muslims from supporting each other, are the rulers of the Muslim world themselves. Thus, it is a Sharia obligation upon every sincere person in the Ummah, whether a military officer, an alim, or a common person, to work with Hizb ut-Tahrir to overthrow the agent rulers, liberate Palestine and Kashmir, and unify the lands of Muslims under the banner of the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. Al-Raya newspaper issue number 547. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.